Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acreck, Catskill, Hudson, and beyond. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Fatia. I'm 11 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, and bookish things.
And that's what we're going to do today. We're sometimes joined by our friend Jada, but today I think it's just the two of us. So Jada, if you're listening, come back. We miss you. Want to hear what you've been reading. But we're both going to share some things today. Why don't we start with Fatia? I think you had a poem you wanted to share.
Yes. It's called The Whispers of October. As the sun peeks shy from its slumbering throne, in October's embrace, the forests have grown. A tapestry woven with leaves of bright gold, whispers of beauty and stories retold, along winding paths where shadows do play. Children with laughter let worries decay, with chocolate sticky on fingers and dreams. They gather sweet moments as soft sunlight beams. Squirrels scamper with acorns in tow, while cats screech and yawn in the warm afterglow. Every creature alive feels the dance of the year, and nature's pure heart beats a rhythm so clear. Beneath thoughts that fall like forgetting regrets, each leaf holds a secret that time won't forget. Identify blooms in the crisp autumn air. Both wild and serene, it encourages care. Books sprawled on benches invite gentle minds to wander through pages where truth often binds. Animals sleeping through tales of delight, the courage to dream on this magical night. But as colors shift to a darker decay, there lingers a hint of the cold winter's sway, yet within fleeing moments of beauty's own decay lies potential for brilliance in spring's quiet play. Here flowers will bloom from their rest in the ground, an echo of joy found where silence was dropped. Disappointments are lessons. They temper our hearts, while hope turns our eyes toward new beginnings and arts. So let us rejoice in the shimmering phrase, for even as dusk claims our lingering days, the essence of October, the warmth it imparts, ignites all our dreams and revives longing hearts.
Not very nice. Makes me miss October.
In school, we have writing class, and we were told to write a short essay of why we love our favorite month, and I picked October. And so I wanted to read a poem today about how beautiful October is and all the fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is that what you like most about October? The beauty and Halloween fun?
The beauty, the holidays, and my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, October is a very nice month. Can't believe it's December. Well, thanks for sharing that poem. Very nice. I can stick with the October theme and share a book that came out in October that I'm reading. It's called The Hotel Balzar. It's by Kate DiCamillo, and it was illustrated by Julia Sarda. And it is part of a series called The Nerendi Tales, which I somehow missed the first book in the series when it came out. I hadn't heard of it. But then I came across this one and it sounded really good. But the series, it's going to be at least planned as three novellas. And they're connected by sort of place and mood as opposed to like characters or story elements. But so this is technically the second book in the series, but you don't, as far as I can tell, you don't have to have read the first one to dive in. So I'm still making my way through this one, so I am going to read the description. I can chat a little bit about it as well. In a wise and magical follow-up to The Puppets of Spellhorst, which is the first book in the series, Kate DiCamillo revisits the land of Nerendi, where tales swirl within tales, and every moment is a story in the making. At the Hotel Baldar, Marta's mother rises before the sun, puts on her uniform, and instructs Marta to roam as she will, but quietly, invisibly, like a little mouse. While her mother cleans rooms, Marta slips down the back staircase to the grand lobby to chat with the bellman, study the painting of an angel's wing over the fireplace, and watch a cat chase a mouse around the face of the grandfather clock, all the while dreaming of the return of her soldier father who has gone missing. One day, a mysterious countess with a parrot checks in, promising a story, in fact, seven stories in all, each to be told in its proper order. As the stories unfold, Marta begins to wonder, could the secret to her father's disappearance lie in the countess's tales? Book two in a trio of novellas bound by place and mood with elegant line art by Julia Sarda, the Hotel Balzar masterfully juggles yearning and belief, shining light into every dark corner. And so I'm enjoying it so far. I've gotten to the point where she's just met the countess and been invited to come over. So I haven't heard any of the stories yet, which is a seemingly the one of the tying together elements of the series is the storytelling aspect. So I'm curious to see what those stories will be like. I love the artwork. That was so in addition to having Kate DiCamillo as an author be a draw to this book, because I've really loved what I've read by her in the past. The illustrator, I've read some books that they illustrated and have really enjoyed their illustrations. And this one is no exception. It's got really beautiful black and white artwork. And it's a shorter book. It's geared for ages 7 to 10. And how many pages is it? It's 160 pages long, mixed with illustrations. And it's kind of a shorter, like smaller book as well. So I think it'll be a quick read for many. But I'm enjoying it so far. Excited to see where it goes. I think the other book sounds interesting too. The first book, The Puppets of Spellhorst. So in that one, there's a group of five friends who are these puppets who are in a trunk of an old sea captain. So it's a king, a wolf, a girl, a boy, and an owl. And it's got a different illustrator though. So I'm guessing that the third book will have a third illustrator. And I'm not familiar with the illustrator of the first book. So we'll see. I'll finish book two and decide if I want to go back to book one. And then I don't know when book three is coming out. Looks like book one came out in 2023, October, and the second one came out in October 2024. So maybe October 2025, if they're keeping on track with that. But again, the one I'm reading is The Hotel Balzar by Kate DiCamillo, with illustrations by Julia Sarda. It's part of the Nerendi Tales series. And I've read a number of books by Kate DiCamillo that I would also suggest for anyone who hasn't read her before. They're often written for younger audiences. She has a mix of books written for that are more like easy reader level, and then some that are sort of older chapter books, but definitely for middle grade readers. I don't think she has any that are for teens, at least none that I've come across. But some of her popular ones are Because of Winn-Dixie, The Tale of Despero, Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane, Tiger Rising, Flora and Ulysses, the Mercy Watson series. There's another 2024 release, Ferris, which I haven't read yet, but look forward to. The Beatrice Prophecy, Fink and Golly. There's the Francine Poulet series, Leroy Ninker. So many books. But I'd say of the ones I've read, my favorites have been The Tale of Despero, which was also the one that won Kate DiCamillo the Newbery Medal, Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane, and The Beatrice Prophecy. Those are my favorites of hers. Probably have talked about some of them on the radio before, but The Tale of Despero which the full title is The Tale of Despero, being the story of a mouse, a princess, some soup, and a spool of thread, is it's sort of like a got some fairy tale aspects, but it follows four primary characters: a mouse, a rat, a serving girl, and a princess. And so you get to know each of these characters and how their lives intertwine. And it's just a really beautiful story and definitely deserving of the Newbery Medal and all the other honors it received. And then The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane. Oh, and I forgot who the illustrator is of Tale of Despero, but it has illustrations as well and is really beautiful. But The Miraculous Journey of Edward Tulane is illustrated by Bagram Ebatuline, who has very beautiful illustrations. He's also illustrated a number of picture books that I've loved. And that one's the story of a China rabbit, so sort of like a child's doll, like rabbit doll, but one, you know, maybe one of those toys that you're not supposed to play with too much because they're fragile. And it's about a journey that the rabbit ends up taking when he becomes lost, and the different people he meets on that journey, and the various people he loves along the way and who love him in return. And it's really beautiful. And then the Beatrice Prophecy I read more recently, that one is also illustrated by Sophie Blackall, who is a wonderful illustrator, also writes books at times too, but has won Caldecott Medal multiple times and lives somewhere in the area. I forget exactly where she lives, but she's a Hudson Valley resident. Anyways, The Beatrice Prophecy is another great book that centers on a child who appears at a monastery one day looking pretty roughed up and unwell and holding on to the ear of the monastery's goat, or one of the goats. And it's sort of about the mystery of who she is and what happens following the discovery of her by the monks and a prophecy that relates to her. So, anyway, these are just a handful of books that are by K.T. Camillo that I would suggest. I know people love Because of Winn-Dixie as well. That's definitely a fan favorite. And Poor and Ulysses and Mercy Watson. That's the Easy Reader series, or one of her Easy Reader series. But yeah, highly suggest all these books. And I'm looking forward to finishing The Hotel Belzar, maybe checking out some more, checking out her latest book, Ferris, as well. It sounded good. But yeah, that's my share for today. I think Fatia, you also had a book you wanted to talk about, right? Or something you've been reading?
Yes, but I kind of forgot the title.
What is it? Is it a book? Is it a short story that you're reading for school?
It's like a short story of how a couple of girls like this like it's like I'd say a couple of chapters long. I forgot the names and almost everything about it. It's like how a couple of girls become friends. They make a like a whole friend group and all that stuff.
Where are you reading it? Is it in school or on your own?
It's on my own.
And where did you find it? Is it a book, like a physical book, or is it an online story?
It's an online story.
When you, I feel like you sometimes read a lot of stuff online. Where do you go to find the stories, or how do you find them?
Most of the time I go to this like one website. It has like a lot of stories and all that stuff. I think I read a cut like I think I read Don Quixote on this one. It's archive.org.
Love that one.
Got pretty
Yeah.
good books.
Yeah, there's lots of fun stories that you can find online. There's some web comics that people make. There's also things that are in the public domain, like older stories that you can find online. And then, of course, there's online resources that you can borrow through your library, or if you can also purchase them, of course. But when you have an internet connection, you can like often find books to read if you have a device, you know, no matter where you are. Which is always nice. Sometimes when I'm traveling, if I don't want to carry book, physical books with me, I'll borrow audiobooks or ebooks from the library and bring them with me. And then if I finish them, I can borrow more. But never out of books to read, which is great. It's nice you're able to find some stories you enjoy online as well. Have you been writing much lately? I know sometimes you write stories or poems, or have you been on a break?
I've been on a kind of like a little bit of break.
Do you have any thoughts about upcoming things you want to write, or are you just waiting for the inspiration to hit?
I'm just like for now I'm gonna like read poems and probably some books and like get the inspiration from it. And then I'm probably gonna make like a book about like something similar to all of that.
You're very creative, so it's fun to see what you come up with, whether it's artwork, like visual artwork, or literature, writing, stories. But thank you for sharing. On that note, I think we're going to wrap it up for the day. We hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then.
Happy reading!